Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Tariq Al-Qahtani. Welcome to KXCI, Tariq.
Thank you.
What are you doing at the U of A?
I am a PhD student, third year in pharmacology, and I am working in a lab that do a lot of cancer drug discovery.
A lot of cancer drug discovery?
Yep.
Tell me about some of it.
So what we're trying to do is we try to, one, understand how cancer work. Then once we understand how cancer work, we can know some weaknesses in the cancer. Once we know the weaknesses in that type of cancer, then we can target it with medication.
Then you go in for the attack.
Yeah. The medication that we use, it is actually existing in the market. But what you're trying to do is trying to do something called repositioning or repurposing. When there is a drug that has been approved by the FDA for kind of different disease, then we take that drug, then we use it for cancer.
Can you give me an example?
For cancer, there is a drug called gemcitabine, which been initially discovered for something non-cancer in the beginning. Then it has been used now in like largely in pancreatic cancer and a lot of cancers. For non-cancer examples, we have like aspirin. It has been discovered for anti-inflammatory and pain. Then now people use it for antiplatelet as a prevention or in the heart attack or stroke.
When you're in the lab and you're looking for cancer's weak spot,
yeah,
how does that look? What is that? What are you doing?
Usually the weak spot is either a protein or a gene. We have our own protein that we look for it. Once our drug can manipulate that protein, either by upregulate it or downregulate it, meaning increasing it or decreasing it, we have a candidate. We take that drug and we just investigate it more and more.
How many people are in your lab?
One.
Just you?
Yes, it's only me.
It's a one-man band.
Yes, it is.
Gosh, so in the course of a day, you're looking at a lot of different things.
I am. I'm trying to focus on one at a time. Sometimes if I see a common, I'd say a pathway, I will use the cancer that has the common pathway and just see how it goes.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
That's a good question. I love the academia field. I wanted to teach. I wanted to do research. I wanted to increase awareness about cancer. I hope I can actually deliver some knowledge and information to the new generation or even to the public. So it's going to be easily accessed.
So more school.
More school.
Yeah.
I love school.
Yeah, right? It's nice to always like having a backpack and a purpose.
That's one way to say it, yeah.
What kind of music do you like?
I love most of the music. Lately, I watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Then I went home and I was still constantly listen to Queen, like every time, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
I love listening to Adele, Lady Gaga, and others. I like Arabic music sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's dancey.
Yeah.
Tariq, thank you so much for coming to KXCI today.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, of course. This has been great. Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.